Praised be Jesus and Mary. Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro was born into a prosperous family, devout family in Guadalupe, Mexico. And he was particularly close to his older sister, and after she entered the cloister convent, he came to recognize his own vocation to the priesthood. Although he was very popular and had prospects of a profitable career managing his father's thriving business concerns, Miguel renounced everything for Christ his King, and he entered the Jesuit novitiate in 1911. He studied in Mexico until 1914, when a persecution of Catholicism descended upon his country, forcing him to flee to the United States. They had to disband the novitiate in 1915, he was sent to a seminary in Spain, and he remained there until 1924. And the next year, he went to Belgium for his ordination to the priesthood. The following year after that, his superiors allowed him to return to Mexico. In spite of the severe religious persecution in that country, the churches were closed. The priest went into hiding. Father Pro himself spent the rest of his life in a secret ministry to the underground church. And in addition to fulfilling their spiritual needs, he also carried out the corporal works of mercy, seeing to their temporal needs, by assisting the poor in Mexico City. And he used many interesting disguises to carry out his secret ministry. He would He'd come in the middle of the night, you know, disguised as a beggar, to baptize infants and to bless marriages, to celebrate Mass. You know, he would appear in jail, dressed as a police officer to bring Holy Viaticum to condemned Catholics. And when going to the richer neighborhoods, to beg for the poor, he would show up on the doorstep dressed as a fashionable businessman with a fresh flower in his lapel. And his many exploits could rival those of the most daring spies. And all that he did, however, you know, Father Pro remained obedient to his superiors, and he was always filled with joy in serving Christ his King. In 1927, he was captured, imprisoned, and murdered for his Catholic faith by being falsely accused of a bombing attempt on a former Mexican president. He was sentenced to death without the benefit of any legal process. On the day of his martyrdom, Father Pro forgave his executioners. When asked if there were any last requests, he asked to pray, and he prayed. He He refused the blindfold that was offered him, and he died proclaiming, Viva Cristo Rey, no long live Christ the King. His funeral became a public demonstration of faith. So let us pray to Father Pro today that his example give us the strength to always serve Christ our King, no matter what the cost.